AccuWeather forecast, a mixture of clouds and sun with a chance for showers and maybe some thunderstorms today. High around 83. There's a new deadline of December the 15th being requested for Iowa developer Rodney Blackwell and his financial district properties to pay back a $4.5 million loan to the city of Racine, which came through the Intergovernmental Revenue Sharing Fund. It was toward helping launch the multi-million dollar machinery road project on the Root River. City Administrator Tom Friedel acknowledging to reporters after a closed Redevelopment Authority meeting that it's been frustrating that more progress has not been made, at least to this point.
But it's still a good site to develop, and we just need more time. So extending it out doesn't harm anyone, and yet it keeps the doors open. It keeps this project moving.
He said an almost $471,000 Knowles Nelson grant from the DNR will also be going toward land acquisition and public access.
It was always in the plan. It was just a matter of when the Knowles Nelson stewardship grants were available. We applied, and we were successful. The DNR and the state of Wisconsin are very interested in providing public access to riverfronts and parklands and things like that. This fits very well in their criteria, and so it was always our intention to make this public land again.
The recommended deadline extension gets Special Finance Committee consideration Wednesday evening so it can get to the Common Council by September the 6th. A 16-year-old Milwaukee boy gets waved into adult court in reference to a July burglary at Racine Hyundai on Highway 20. That's where significant damage was done to the building and cars stolen, leading to a high-speed chase with law enforcement along the interstate, a chase that was terminated at the Milwaukee County line. That crime and other dealerships being targeted and led to increased security at those sites. A man in Kenosha dies from the injuries that he suffered after being found shot earlier this month in an apartment. Police are indicating it apparently interrupted an armed robbery.
39-year-old Bernard Reavers, the father of three children, was delivering a vacuum to his neighbor in the flat above his in the 6700 block of 24th Avenue when he was shot. Police say that neighbor was involved in illegal drug activity, which may have led to the robbery. Little information has been released about the suspect, except that it is a man. Police have released a picture of a blue four-door car, describing it as a vehicle of interest. The picture is posted on the Kenosha Police Department's Facebook page. Anyone in the area with any additional home security video that may show the car is asked to contact police. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Pediatricians still finding parents not wanting their children immunized against infectious diseases. The American Academy of Pediatrics reporting about three-quarters of its members had encountered parents, at least in the year 2006, who'd refused vaccines for their kids. That number, though, jumped to nearly 90% in 2013. The group pushing pediatricians to address the fears of parents about vaccine, including that they could cause further issues for children, which the experts insist is not the case. Researchers finding memory problems among 9/11 first responders who worked at the World Trade Center site.
Scientists at Stony Brook University say they're seeing cognitive impairment in nearly 13% of 9/11 first responders. They consider that number staggering, since the average age of responders during their study was just 53. Cognitive impairment, which is a leading risk factor for Alzheimer's and other types of dementia, is most often diagnosed when people are in their 70s or older. Many of the 9/11 responders suffered PTSD or depression, and researchers say this is the first study that examines the association with cognitive impairment later on. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio, New York.
Bloomberg is reporting Cincinnati-based Kroger, the nation's largest operator of traditional supermarkets, including Pick and Save, is a potential buyer of some Rite Aid or Walgreens drugstores that need to be sold when those two companies finally complete their merger later this year. Kroger was rumored to be a potential buyer of Rite Aid more than a year ago, before the drugstore chain reached a deal to be acquired by Walgreens, which, of course, has numerous locations in southeast Wisconsin. Kroger is primarily a grocery store chain, but also the nation's fifth-largest pharmacy operator. Some of the purchased Walgreens stores could boost its pharmacy business, also help to build grocery stores in certain prime locations. We mentioned in yesterday's newscast that the Racine Public Works and Services Committee would be considering a request to acquire four side-loading solid waste collection trucks toward pickup with the CARTS system starting up next year. Ironically, that was a cleanup item on the city's Legistar system, connected to the original full automated CART system proposed initially by DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen. The Common Council has since approved an amended recommendation for a semi-automated car collection system and rear loading trucks outfitted with a device to lift and empty the carts. Thus, the side-loading collection truck item on the agenda was received and filed rather quickly, we might add, by the committee. A bulky waste collection program is still going to be separate from the semi-automated system scheduled to be in place by this time next year. Details on that still being worked out. The number of abortions performed in Wisconsin down for the sixth straight year. That according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. A report shows 5,660 procedures in the state last year, compared with 5,800 in 2014, a decline of about 2.4%. And athletes who continue to play after suffering a concussion take nearly twice as long to recover. That's according to a new study in the journal Pediatrics out of the University of Pittsburgh's Medical Center. High school athletes in soccer, football, ice hockey, volleyball, field hockey, basketball, wrestling, and rugby were all monitored. The conclusion was that taking immediate action after a concussion allows the athlete to recover faster and therefore keep playing. Metra's Union Pacific North line between Kenosha and Chicago had delays this morning due to a lightning strike to train number 309, which had departed Chicago en route to Kenosha just after 6:30 a.m. It caused a mechanical problem that delayed the arrival at the train station in Kenosha for more than an hour. Police in Mount Pleasant looking into a reported robbery of the Community State Bank in the 8900 block of Highway 20. That occurred just after 8 o'clock this morning. The male offender, described as African-American, in his 20s or 30s, standing about 5'9". He reportedly passed a note to an employee, then fled the scene in a beige-colored car, the back license plate unreadable. It was last observed heading east on Highway 20. Police initially dispatched to the bank for an alarm, then received confirmation of a robbery. Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley says the county closed on a sale of the downtown transit center to developer Rick Barrett. That's the final hurdle in moving forward on the Couture project to redefine Milwaukee's skyline. Over the next 2 years, the Couture is going to be developed into a 44-story, $122 million mixed-use development. More than 2,200 jobs expected to be created, emphasis on county residents and disadvantaged business entities. Kenosha-based Bear Development looking at housing and commercial development on 164 acres of mostly farmland recently purchased for over $700,000 at Loomis and Ryan Roads in Franklin. The Milwaukee Business Journal says Bear officials had been looking at that site for almost 2 years. President S.R. Mills quoted as saying, "It's going to take some time, and we recognize this is the type of site that is a long-range plan. Details about any development will be determined through discussions with Franklin officials." Bear Development, of course, very active in Kenosha County, but also increasing its presence in downtown Milwaukee, including renovating the Button Block building on North Water Street into a Hilton Homewood Suites hotel. And the Madison School Board voting unanimously last night to put a $26 million referendum on the November ballot to permanently raise the district's annual revenue limit, phased in over 4 years. That would mean a 4% tax increase for homeowners, or about $35.76 per year. District officials saying passing it vital to keeping and advancing certain programs, such as early literacy, plus improving reading levels. There's an attempt being made in Kenosha to disband the Lakeshore Business Improvement District by a pair of business owners. Villa DiCarlo on 6th Avenue is headed up by Robert Griskoviak, while John Matzer owns the Boathouse Pub and Eatery on 7th Avenue. The Kenosha News says the two have been contacting property owners in the bid area to find out if a petition drive would prove beneficial for dissolving the district, into which they all pay extra money. Both businesses, they're on the fringe of the bid, each owner claiming little benefit from that special designation. A similar attempt to dissolve the downtown bid narrowly failed about 11 years ago. The next meeting, by the way, of the Kenosha Lakeshore Business Improvement District Board, September 16th. Racine County Sheriff's Office has those blue and white "We Back the Badge" yard signs available for sale, the proceeds going toward the purchase of new uniforms for the county's Honor Guard. Racine Sheriff Sergeant Kerry Madrigal says the We Back the Badge program was set up to raise awareness and to show support for law enforcement, the logo specifically to represent both police and sheriff's deputies, the sign also reflecting the unity between the public and law enforcement. Two-sided signs, $10 apiece, available at the Law Enforcement Center downtown on Wisconsin Avenue, also at the Sheriff's Department Patrol Station on Highway 20 west of the interstate. Heading toward the big Labor Day weekend, word that driving the nation's highways can really be full of safety challenges.
Transportation Department says traffic deaths in the U.S. rose more than 7% in 2015. The increase in fatalities deviates from the five-decade trend of declining traffic deaths. Officials say lower gas prices and job growth boosted the number of miles people drove last year to the highest rate in 25 years. Distracted driving accounted for nearly a tenth of traffic deaths in 2015. The last time traffic fatalities increased at a higher rate was in 1966, just 2 years before seatbelts were required by the federal government. Nearly half of vehicle occupants killed last year were not wearing seatbelts. Al Smith, Washington.
Caledonia's Plan Commission is meeting at 6 o'clock tonight at the Eastside Community Center. The agenda includes a conditional use request by James and Cheryl Holterman to put up a 154-foot cell tower for up to four carriers, that in the 4100 block of West 7 Mile Road. And there's a conditional use request by John Longo to conduct craft vendor flea market sales at 4534 Douglas Avenue. With the Labor Day weekend approaching, the annual gatherings of union members and labor supporters will be taking place next Monday afternoon in both Racine and Kenosha. Highlighting the Racine Labor Fest celebration at Caledonia Mount Pleasant Memorial Park in Franksville, the awards for Labor Person of the Year, Mr. and Mrs. Solidarity, and Retiree of the Year announced on WRJN's Community Conversation this morning with Glenn Klein by Rich Hinterholz, the president of Labor Fest.
Labor Person of the Year is
Keith Kemper from the Sheet Metal Workers Union.
Mr. and Mrs. Solidarity.
Colin and Julie McKenna.
And the Retiree of the Year.
Jeff Packy Peterson from the Firefighters Local.
Those honors to be doled out at Racine's Labor Fest around 2:30 next Monday afternoon, mixed beforehand with some political speeches, course food, plus the classic car and bike show. Kenosha's Labor Fest has been held in past years on the grounds of St. Therese Church and School. Case Construction Equipment of Racine sponsoring Labor of Love this coming Monday afternoon at Festival Park, a concert event to help Team Rubicon, a disaster response organization.
That's staffed and powered by veterans or first responders and other citizens in the community to help communities rebuild after disasters.
On WRJN's Community Conversation, Scott Harris, the vice president of CASE's North American operation, says it's going to be an afternoon of fun, food, and lots of good music.
We're featuring country music star Chris Young. The timing is great. He's got several recent hits moving up the charts. The proceeds from the concert will benefit Team Rubicon and the 36,000 veterans and first responders who are part of that organization.
Gates to Festival Park open up at 11:30 next Monday morning. More event information is online at casece.com/laboroflove. For information on Team Rubicon, go online to teamrubiconusa.org. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.